لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أما بعد إخوتي وأخواتي في الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته إن شاء الله We will continue the explanation of the book Ar-Risala by Al-Imam Ibn Abi Zayd Al-Qayrawani rahimahullah ta'ala. The Shaykh continues, أو القطاع الدم الحائض أو the stoppage of the menstrual blood still on what makes purification obligatory. The author says awin kitari damil haida, or the stoppage of the menstrual period, the stoppage of the menstrual period or menstruation, awil ittihada or al ittihada, awil nifas or al nifas. The Shaykh mentioned three things here. The first one is damul hayda, the blood of menstruation. As you all know, that a woman that has reached the age of puberty menstruates almost every month, unless if there is a reason for other than this. But what is normal is for a lady to menstruate every month. So if a lady sees her menstruation, she stops praying, and when the menstruation stops, she starts praying again. But before praying, she will have to take a ghusl. She will have to purify herself. So this is compulsion. And that is why the author included it among the things that makes purification obligatory. We also talked about al-istihada. We said al-istihada is a kind of blood that also comes from the female private part, but this is not menstruation. It is as a result of a breakage, so to say, of one of the veins. And this breakage leads to the coming out of blood from our private parts. So Islam treats the two bloods in a different way, or in different ways. But both of them require purification. Both of them require purification. So if a woman that is suffering from istihada, if she notices a storm in the blood of istihada, she will go and purify herself. I will nifas. Nifas, this refers to the postnatal blood. After a woman has delivered a baby, the blood that she sees after the delivery of the baby, or the blood that accompanies the delivery of the baby, this blood is called damun nifas. If this blood stops, the woman will have to purify herself. She will have to take ghusl. Inshallah, the details of this will come later. The Shaykh continues, أو بمغيب الحشفة في الفرج وإن لم ينزل. Or when the head of the male organ enters the female organ, the head of the male organ enters the female organ. وإن لم ينزل. Even if there is no ejaculation on the part of the man, for the fact that the man has inserted his organ, even if it is the egg that enters the female organ, that requires purification. وَإِنْ لَمْ يُنْزِلْ. Even if the man does not ejaculate, the Shaykh said, وَمَغِيبُ الْحَشَفَ فِي الْفَرْجِ يُوجِبُ الْغُسْلِ. The disappearance of the head of the male organ in the female organ requires al-ghusl, bath, requires al-ghusl, requires bath. وَيُوجِبُ الْحَدَّ. And it also calls for al-hadd. It calls for al-hadd. What is al-hadd here? That is somebody who sleeps with another person's wife, or sleeps with a lady that is not lawful to him. The one who does this, even if the head of his male organ enters the female organ, just the head of the male organ enters the female organ, this calls for al-hadd. If such a person is caught, such a person is going to be given 100 lashes. Because it is established that he has committed zina. Somebody just make an attempt to have sexual relations with a lady. All he has done is just to insert his own organ in the female organ. Just the head of the male organ enters the female organ. If we are caught in the Sharia, this is enough to carry out the legal punishment on such a man and on such a lady if she's not raped. But if she's raped by the man, what the man does by inserting the head of his organ only in the female organ, that is enough to carry out the punishment. If the man is not married, such a man is going to be given 100 lashes. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, وَالْزَانِيَةُ وَالْزَانِي الْزَانِيَةُ وَالْزَانِي فَجْلِدُ كُلَّ وَاحِدٍ مِنْ أُمَامِيَةَ جَلْدَةٍ وَلَا تَأْخُذْكُمْ بِمَا رَأْفَةٌ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ. Allah says, الزانية, a fornicatress, وَالْزَانِي, and a fornicator, فَجْلِدُ كُلَّ وَاحِدٍ مِنْ أُمَامِيَةَ جَلْدَةٍ, give each one of them 100 lashes. وَلَا تَأْخُذْكُمْ رَأْفَةٌ وَلَا تَأْخُذْكُمْ بِمَا رَأْفَةٌ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ, and do not be compassionate with both of them concerning the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what they have committed entails or calls for both of them being dealt with. So they should be given 100 lashes. This is if they are not married. If they are not married. If both of them are married and they engage in this, the ruling is that they will be stoned to death. If one of them is married and the other is not, the one that is married will be stoned to death, and the one that is not married will be given 100 lashes. So this is the ruling. This is the ruling. So that is why the Sheikh rahimahullah ta'ala says, وَيُجِبُ الْحَدَّ, if somebody does that in an illegal way by inserting the head of his male organ and the organ of the woman, of a female, such a man has landed himself in problem. That alone is enough to carry out the necessary legal punishment on him, which is giving him 100 lashes if he is not married, and stoning him to death if he is married. So, and that is why it is necessary and compulsory for us to explain these things. Islam forbids zina. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الزِّنَا إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَاحِشَةً وَسَاءَ سَبِيلًا. Allah says, don't go near zina. Don't go near zina. What is zina? Zina is having illegal sexual intercourse with a woman. Illegal sexual intercourse with a woman, this is called zina. Allah says, وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الزِّنَا, do not go near zina. إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَاحِشَةً وَسَاءَ سَبِيلًا. This is evil. It's an evil thing, and it's a bad way. So Allah has prohibited it. So the one who now does it, such a person deserves to be given 100 lashes. Such a person deserves to be given 100 lashes if the person is not married. And if the person is married, it deserves to be stoned to death. It deserves to be stoned to death. So, and that is why the author said, وَيُجِبُ الْحَدَّ, for somebody who does it illegally by inserting his organ in the female organ, that is enough towards to carry out the legal punishment. And for the one who does it legally, he practices this with his wife, that is enough for the person to take ghusl. He will have to take ghusl when he does this, because it has a ruling of the one who has asexual intercourse. Even if all the organ is not inserted, if it is only the head of the organ that is inserted, that is enough to carry out, that is enough to call for closely. As for the one who practices it with other than his wife, or the one who practices it while he's not married, that is enough for the person to be stoned to death if he's married. And if he's not married, that is enough for the person to be given 100 lashes. وَيُجِبُ الصَّدَقَةَ. The insertion of the male organ and the female organ, inserting just the edge of the male organ in the female organ, يُجِبُ الصَّدَقَةَ, makes صَدَقَةَ, makes it compulsory. We know Islamically, for you to have access to a lady, you have to do what is known as Aqdul Nikah. After one has done the khidbah of a lady, maybe through appearance, or maybe by approaching her, and in turn, she informs her parents about this, and the father calls for one, and one goes, and maybe the Aqd, that is the solemnization, takes place. At least maybe there are two witnesses to the sitting, where the father of the lady gives the hand of the lady in marriage to the man. If this happens, what is called Aqdul Nikah has taken place. What is called Aqdul Nikah has taken place. A man is interested in a lady, the man approaches the father of the lady, and the father of the lady is qualified Islamically to conduct the marriage, and the man approves that. The man gives his consent that he has given out his daughter as a wife to the man. And in this is in the presence of two witnesses or more. So this is called Aqdul Nikah. This is called Aqdul Nikah. Now, if the Aqdul takes place, if the Aqdul takes place, and the man now goes in seclusion with the lady, the man goes into seclusion with the lady, we know ordinarily the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لا يخلون رجل بإمرات إلا كان ثالث أم الشيطان. A man should not be in seclusion with a woman except that the third party is going to be shaitan. Islam frowns at this seriously. A man who is not lawful to a woman, nor the husband, nor is he the brother, nor is he the father. Such a man is not allowed to be in seclusion with a woman. لَا يَخْلُوَنَّ رَجُلٌ بِإِمْرَاتٍ. A man shouldn't be in seclusion with a woman. إِلَّا كَانَ ثَالِثَهُمَا الشَّيْطَانِ. If he does that, the third party is shaitan. So, when a man who is not lawful to a woman is in seclusion with the woman, so this is violating the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But let's assume that the father of the lady has given her hand in marriage to the man. They are now in seclusion. What is called Aqdul Nikah has taken place. Both of them are now in seclusion, maybe in a room. If the man inserts his organ in the organ of the lady, just the edge of the organ is inserted in the organ of the lady. يُوجِبُ الصَّدَاقَ. That has made صَدَاقَ compulsory. It has made صَدَاقَ compulsory. it has made Sadaq compulsory. That is, Sadaq here means the dowry. It makes the dowry compulsory. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَا جُنَ عَلَيْكُمْ إِنْ طَلَّقْتُمْ نِسَاءً مَا لَمْ تَمَسُّهُنَّ أَوْ تَفْرُضُوا لَهُنَّ فَرِيضًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says there is no sin for you if you divorce women مَا لَمْ تَمَسُّهُنَّ, as long as you have not had sexual intercourse with them. أَوْ تَفْرُضُوا لَهُنَّ فَرِيضًا, as long as you have not stipulated a particular amount for them, that this is the amount I'm going to give you as sadaq. فَمَتِّعُهُنَّ عَلَى الْمُوسِعِ قَدَرُهُ وَعَلَى الْمُقْتِرِ قَدَرُهُ وَعَلَى الْمُقْتِرِ قَدَرُهُ مَتَعًا بِالْمَعْرُوفِ حَقًّا عَلَى الْمُسْلِمِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Sumatti'uhunna," give them something. Those that have much should give much, and those that have little should give little. Mata'an bil ma'roof, this should be something of ma'roof, that is according to one's ability and according to what operates in the society. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say this is what haqqan ala al-muhsineen, those who are good doers, it is something that is a kind of duty on them. What we are trying to say in essence, a man proposes to a lady and the man meets the father of the lady and the father consents, allow the man to marry the lady. So the lady is now in seclusion with the man, maybe in his room or in his house. So what is the ruling? When is the dowry, that is the dowry, the sadaq, when is it compulsory? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لا جنا عليكم, no sin, إن طلقتم النساء, if you divorce women, ما لم تمسوهن, as long as you have not slept with them, أو تفرضوا لهن فريضة, or you make mention, as long as you have not made mention of a particular mahr for them. Allah says, but give them something. So, after nikah takes place, the man says, I allow you to marry my daughter. And the man accepts. After a while, the man has a rethink that, I don't think I can cope with this lady that I've married. I want to separate from her. I want to divorce her. I want to divorce her. Allah says, if you know you cannot continue with her, the first question is, have you slept with her? If the answer is no, then you are free. La juna alaykum, no sin. The second question is, have you promised her you are going to give her certain amount as a dowry? If no, then you are free. So is that not going to break the heart of the lady? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَمَتِّعُهُنَّ, try to give us something. عَلَى الْمُوْسِعِ قَدَرُ وَعَلَى الْمُقْتِرِ قَدَرُ. The one who has much should give much, and the one who has little should give little. مَتَعَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ حَقًا عَلَى الْمُحْسِنِينَ. This should be what? Something that is a kind of duty on those who are good to us. And the next verse says, وَإِن طَلَّقْتُمُوهُنَّ But if you divorce them, وَإِن طَلَّقْتُمُوهُنَّ If you divorce them, وَقَدْ فَرَضْتُمْ لَهُنَّ فَرِيضَةً And you have stipulated or you have made mention of a particular amount that I'm going to give you so and so amount as dowry. وَقَدْ فَرَضْتُمْ لَهُنَّ فَرِيضَةً فَنِصْفُ مَا فَرَضْتُمْ Allah says in that case, you have to give half of the amount you have mentioned. We said somebody has active nikah with a lady. He has not had any sexual intercourse with her, and he has not mentioned a particular amount. Then he feels like pulling out of the relationship. Allah says nothing on you. You can do that. But it's good you give us something. But if you have mentioned a particular amount, that this is the amount I'm going to give you, the dowry, but you have not slept with her. For you to have mentioned a particular amount, Allah says, فَنِسُمَا فَرَتُمْ Then in that case, you have to give her half of the amount that you have mentioned. إِلَّا أَن يَعْفُونَ أَوْ يَعْفُوَ الَّذِي بِيَدِهِ عُقْدَةُ النِّكَاحِ Unless if the lady say, no, I don't want to take anything. Nothing has transpired between me and you. You have not slept with me, so I don't want to take anything. أَوْ يَعْفُوَ الَّذِي بِيَدِهِ عُقْدَةُ النِّكَاحِ Or the man says, no, I'm going to give you whatever I promised you, food. No problem. I promise that the dowry that I'm going to give you is 100,000, for instance. Take the 100,000. The only thing is that well, I'm no more interested in the marriage. The man has not slept with her. But Allah says, for the fact that he has mentioned a particular amount, he should give the lady half of the amount that he has mentioned. Despite the fact that he has not done anything with her, he hasn't slept with her, he should give her half of the amount. But if he hasn't done anything with her, and he did not promise her a particular amount, in that case, he can opt out without incurring any money. But Allah encourages him to give her something. Or if the man says he's going to give her everything. So what you are trying to say in essence here, as Allah SWT has said in Surah Al-Baqarah, is that what makes the dowry compulsory is when one sleeps with the lady. One sleeps with a lady that he has done nikah with, but he hasn't given her the dowry. It is compulsory on the man to pay the dowry. Why? Because he has slept with her. He will have to pay full dowry. If he hasn't slept with her and he has promised her, then he has to pay half of the dowry. He will have to pay half of the dowry. So this is another ruling. Now the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam also agreed on one thing. And what is that? If the man goes into seclusion with the lady, if the man is in seclusion, that is both of them are alone in a place, in a house, in a room, the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Abu Bakr, Umar and many others, they give it the ruling of somebody who has slept with her. You will have to pay full dowry as well. But if he hasn't slept with her and he has not been in seclusion with her, in that case, no full dowry. If he has promised her a particular amount, half of the dowry. Unless if the lady decides not to take anything, or the man decides to pay full. But it is not compulsory on him to pay full. Why? Because he has not slept with her. Why? Because he has not been in seclusion with her. So being in seclusion with a lady makes the man, the full man, compulsory. Having sexual intercourse with a lady makes the full man compulsion. Even if it is the edge of the male organ, just the edge that enters the female organ, just the edge of the male organ, it has what? It has made it compulsion. If this intercession with a lady makes it compulsion to pay full mahar, then what about the edge of the male organ entry? So that watch will entail or will require that full mahar is paid. That full mahar is paid. So this is what the author is referring to here. He's talking about if the head of the male organ, just the head of the male organ enters the female organ, that is enough to tell both of them that they should go and do ghusl, even if there is no ejaculation. That is enough to give somebody 100 lashes if the person he has practiced that with is not his wife or his right hand to say. That is enough to force the man to pay full mark. Everyone he has done that to is somebody that he has done act with. But he decides that he's no longer interested. Maybe for one reason or the other, he wants to divorce the lady. For one reason or the other. The reason might be a genuine reason. Somebody does act in the car with a lady, for instance, and he has slept with her, just inserting the head of the male organ. And immediately a piece of information comes to him that maybe the lady that he has done act with is the head of a bandit. Maybe armed robbers. So who say what he should continue with an armed robber lady? So in that case, there's a genuine reason for the man to opt out of the relationship. Or maybe the woman is a soothsayer, for instance, or she's practicing shirk and things like that. So the man has the right to say, okay, I'm not doing this type of work, continuing this type of relationship. But the question is, have you slept with her? If yes, then you have to give her a mahar. Even if it's just the insertion of the male organ in the female organ. In fact, if it is not up to that, if it is just being in seclusion with her, both of you are alone. The companion give it the same ruling as if you have slept with her. Because you can't really, you be the one to say, I didn't sleep with her, we are just in seclusion. So it will be difficult for people to believe you. You go into a seclusion with a lady, people see you go in, and both of you close the door, and later you come out, and you say nothing happened between both of us. It will be difficult for people to accept that. And that's why the companion say, the one who is in seclusion with a lady, they close the door, then in that case, it's like the person has had sexual intercourse with the lady. So they won't say, take it simply to the person. So this is what the author, rahimahullah ta'ala, is referring to here. وَيُحَسِّنُ الزَّوْجَيْنِ وَيُحَسِّنُ الزَّوْجَيْنِ Then it makes the husband and the wife muhsanayn. The word muhsan is somebody who is married. Muhsan, the one who is married. Muhsan at times may mean the one who is chaste. So it depends on the context. The one who is married, the one who is chaste. And at times they use it to mean the one who is freeborn. But in this context, you have still zawjain, which makes the husband and the wife a more strong. What does that mean? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala let us know, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also let us know, if somebody commits zina, if somebody commits zina, the first question we ask is the person muhsan or ghayru muhsan? What does that mean? Muhsan means somebody who is legally married, who has been legally married. The person may not be in that marriage presently, and he may be in marriage presently. Take for instance, a man got married, and after a year or so, he divorced his wife. He got married in the legal way, and after a year or so, he divorces his wife, or he divorced his wife. That man in the Sharia, they call him Muhsan. That is somebody who had tasted a legal marriage. Who had tasted a legal marriage is called Muhsan. If it is a lady that has tasted a legal marriage, she is called Muhsana. So if a man and a woman, they do act in nikah, by meeting the father of the lady who is qualified to be a wali. And the man says, I give out my daughter to you as a wife. And the man, after a while, the man inserts his own organ in the female organ. Just the head of his own organ inserts in the female organ. With this, both of them have become muhsan and muhsana. That is, the man will be considered as somebody who has married legally in his life. Even if he divorces the woman. The lady will also be considered as somebody who has tasted a legal marriage in her life. Despite the fact that the man only inserted the head of his male organ in the female organ. The man did not really enjoy himself. Nor was she, nor did she enjoy herself. Just the head of the male organ. She becomes muhsana, and the man also becomes muhsan. Now what are we saying when we say muhsan, muhsana? Now, such a man, if such a man now goes and commits zina, that is, go and engage himself in an illegal sexual intercourse. He commits zina. What is going to be his punishment under the Islamic government? The punishment is not going to be what? Giving him 100 lashes. The punishment is going to be stoning him to death. Why? Because he has tasted a legal marriage. A legal marriage. And he has done something that makes him muhsan. That makes him muhsan. Which is what? He has inserted his male organ in the female organ. The same thing effect can be said of her. She has become muhsana as well because a man has legally inserted his organ in her own organ. So she is muhsana. Such a lady, if she allows herself to be slept with by another man, the first man has divorced her. After that, she now allows herself to be slept with another man illegally. In the Sharia country, if such a woman is caught, they won't give her 100 lashes. They are going to stone her to death. Why? Because she is muhsana. The ruling is that a Mu'min son or a Mu'min sona should be stoned to death if they commit zina. But the one who is not Mu'min son, who has not tested a legal marriage, such a person will not be stoned to death. Let's assume that a woman does act with a man, and the man has not inserted his organ in her organ. Let's say they do act today. Before next week, for instance, or the following day, the woman allows herself to be slept with another man. You know, she has done act with this man. The following day, she now allows herself to be slept with by another man, not the man that does act with her. She allows herself to be slept with by another man. Has she become Musana? She's not Musana. Because in legal marriage she does, the man has not entered into her. So for the fact that the man has not entered into her, she's not Musana at all. She's what? She's still getting Musana. So, and that's why what a lot of ladies do today, that they allow themselves to be slept with by men. A lady that has reached puberty, for instance, and she allows herself to be slept with by a man, not in a legal way, that sexual intercourse she has with that person does not make her no son. She will be given 80 lashes for what she has, 100 lashes for what she has done. If she repeats another thing, another one, another time, she will still be given what? 100 lashes. If she is caught. The only time she will be stoned to death is if she has been legally married, and the one who legally married her sleeps with her. Then in that case, she will be stoned to death. So that is why the Sheikh tells us, "Wa yuhaffiru az-zawjayn," a husband and a wife, if they allow themselves, that is, to the man inserts his organ in the female's organ, both of them, they have come Muhsan and Muhsana. So, if such a man commits zina later, he will be stoned to death. If such a woman commits zina later, she will be stoned to death. وَيُحِبُّ الْمُطَلَّقَةَ ثَلَاثًا لِلَّذِي طَلَّقَهَا وَيُحِبُّ الْمُطَلَّقَةَ ثَلَاثًا لِلَّذِي طَلَّقَهَا. In Islam, a woman can be divorced for one reason or the other. Just as a woman can seek from her husband that she wants to opt out of the relationship for one reason or the other. So let's assume that a woman has been divorced 3 times, which is the maximum. A man divorces his wife the first time, he can take the wife back before the wife finishes her iddah. A man divorces his wife the second time, he can take back the wife before she finishes her iddah. Now, 2 divorces, 2 times he has divorced his wife. He has only 1 chance left. If he divorces her the 3rd time, Allah says, "فَإِن طَلَّقَهَا," if the man divorces his wife the 3rd time, فَلَا تَحِلُّ لَهُ, that lady, that woman is not lawful to the man. He can't take her back. He divorces her the 1st time. As long as what? The man approaches her while she's still doing a menstruation, counting her iddah. There is no any new nikah. They are going to do another nikah if the man doesn't take her back until she finishes that iddah, be it the 1st one or the 2nd one. But during the iddah, if the man takes her back, no harm. The woman is still his wife. But if the man registers the third talaq by saying, telling her that I divorce you the third time. He can't take her back, even if she has not finished the iddah. If she has not finished the iddah, he can't take her back. And if she finishes the iddah, he can't take her back. And he cannot do new akd with her. Unlike the first and the second talaq. The first talaq, if he takes her back before finishing the iddah, she still is wife, no new nikah. But if he doesn't take her back till she finishes the iddah, if he wants to take her back, they have to do new nikah. But when it comes to the third talaq, during the iddah, he can't take her back. After the iddah, he can't do new act with her. Allah says, فَلَا تَحِلُّ لَهُ مِنْ بَعْدُ حَتَّى تَنْكِحَ زَوْجًا غَيْرَهَا غَيْرَهُ. That the lady is not lawful to the man until that lady goes to marry another man. And that man now willingly divorces her. Not by an agreement. Now this may Allah assist us and forgive a lot of us. A lot of people today, they've divorced their wives more than 10 times. And they are still sleeping together. They are still having sexual intercourse together. This is what? Ignorance. Sheer ignorance. And it is a violation of the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If a man divorces his wife the third time, that man does not have the right to take her back, does not have the right to sleep with her anymore. In fact, they cannot be in the same room together because the woman is no more his wife with the pronouncement of the third talaq. The man can only marry her back after that woman has gone to marry another man. And that man now divorces her willingly. And after she finishes the iddah with that man, now she becomes sort of free. And the previous husband may be among the interested suitors, among those who are interested. Other people can also come to give her a proposal. It is not binding on her to take the proposal of the previous husband. So the Sheikh is not trying to establish a ruling here. What is that ruling? The Sheikh says, وَيُحِلُّ الْمُطَلَّقَةَ ثَلَاثًا لِلَّذِي طَلَّقَهَا. The one who has been divorced three times, the one who has been divorced three times, become halal for the man who previously divorced her. If a man inserts, that is the new husband, inserts his male organ in what? In her organ. And after removing his organ from her organ, the man says, maybe after a while, the man says maybe he divorced her. When I say after a while, it is not okay for him to immediately divorce, because when you sleep with a woman, it is not okay for one to divorce her in such a situation. But let's assume that maybe after the woman has seen new menstruation, as she has become pure, the man now says, I divorce you. I divorce you. So in that case, that is enough to say what? She can go to the previous husband if the previous husband is interested in taking her back. وَيُفْسِدُ الْحَجَّ وَيُفْسِدُ الصَّوْمَ. It invalidates al-hajj. Somebody is performing hajj and he has not done tawaf ul-ifada. Such a person now sleeps with his wife, just inserts the head of his organ in her organ. That man has lost his hajj. So it's not okay for one to sleep with one's wife until after one has done tawafu al-ifada until one has done tawafu al-ifada. If one sleeps with one's wife before doing tawafu al-ifada, one has lost that hajj. If it is a compulsory hajj, you will have to do another one. Even if it is not compulsory, you will have to do it. Because once you enter into hajj, you have to finish it. Unless if you stipulate from inception that you, if Allah does not make it easy for you to finish it, then you are going to stop you. Allah stops you. Wasaw, the one who is fasting, is not playing with his wife. He now inserts the head of his own organ in the female organ. Without penetrating, he has lost that fasting. He has lost the fasting. So what the author has said here is that he has told us the ruling of insertion of the organ, of inserting the organ of a male in the organ of a female. Even if it's just the head of the male organ, all these things that you have mentioned will be affected. If it's somebody that is fasting, that tries that with his wife, he has lost that fasting. So we'll have to do the kafara that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talked about on the tongue of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if it is hajj, he has lost that hajj, he will have to do another hajj. And if the woman has been divorced 3 times, then the husband, the previous husband, that Allah says, فَلَا تَحِلُّ لَهُ مِنْ بَعْدُ حَتَّى تَنْكِحَ زَوْجًا غَيْرَهُ, that the woman cannot, the woman is no more lawful for the man until the woman marries another man. So the previous husband can come as one of the suitors now. Why? Because the new husband has what? Has done that with her. And he has willingly divorced her. And he has willingly divorced her. If two persons, two newly married persons, practice this, both of them have become muhsan and muhsana. If any one of them should commit zina after that act of theirs, they will be stoned to death because they become muhsana. Likewise, this makes sadaq compulsory. It makes sadaq compulsory. Just inserting the head of the male organ in that of the female that one has done act with, it makes the sadaq compulsory. In fact, what is not up to this makes it sadaq compulsory. What is not up to this? And this is what both of them being in seclusion, closing the door or dropping the curtains, this makes sadaq compulsory. Not to talk of what? Inserting the male organ in the female organ, even if there is no ejaculation. So what is less than this, which is both of them being in seclusion, makes sadaq compulsion. And we have talked about the sadaq. So it is important to know all these things, because these are things that we fall into as human beings. But a lot of people are ignorant of this. With this, we fall into sins day in, day out. We disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala day in, day out, year in, year out, because a lot of us are ignorant of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said. And that is why it is important for us to learn. As Muslims, you ought to learn. You have to create time and learn your religion. When you learn your religion, you will be closer to Allah. When you don't learn your religion, you will be practicing your religion with ignorance. You may not be excused by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, particularly when you are living in an environment where lectures are going on, but you refuse to sit for lectures. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assist us. Ikati aparawaso oniwike okunrin ti o ba obirin ni asepo kila gbalero pelu pe o ba lasepo òun náà ni èyí tó kéré jù nínú báyàn láṣepọ̀ o ní kí ọkùnrin ti nǹkan ọmọkùnrin rẹ̀ bọ nǹkan ọmọbìnrin kódà kó ṣe pé kó mọ́ wọlé dáadáa kó ṣe pé orí nǹkan ọmọkùnrin nìkan ló wọ ibi nǹkan ọmọbìnrin àwọn òfin tó pọ̀ ló so mọ́ nǹkan tó rọra ṣe yẹn òfin àkọ́kọ́ òun ni wípé tó bá ṣe pé àwọn méjèèjì wọ́n á ṣẹni tí wọ́n ti fi fúnra wọn kí tí wọ́n ṣe yẹn dìnà náà ń pè tó mọ́ jẹ́ pé ìtòkànṣẹ́ láàrin àmẹ́jì náà ni pé orí nǹkan ọmọkùnrin náà ló kàn wọ ojú abẹ obìnrin orí wọ́n ṣe pé gbogbo nǹkan ọmọkùnrin orí ẹnìkan ló wọ̀ ọ́ nítà méjì ṣe yẹn dìnà ni wọ́n ń pè ta bá ń bẹ ní ìlú tán ti ń lòfin ọlọ́run ọba tí wọ́n ṣe fún ìkíní kejì wọn òun ni wípé wọ́n fún wọn ní ọgọ́rùn-ún búláàlá gẹ́gẹ́ bí nǹkan tí ọlọ́run ọba allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tó sọ wípé azani yati wà zani obìnrin tó ń ṣe dìnà àtọkùnrin tó ń ṣe fájìlì dún kúlà wáhìdí mí umami àtẹjẹdẹtì ọlọ́run ní ẹ̀yìn tẹ́ jẹ́ olórí ìlú ẹkún ìkíní kejì wọn ní ọgọ́rùn-ún búláàlá wọlá ta àkóso mi ìmọ̀ràn àfẹ́tún ìdí nílá ọlọ́run ní ẹmọ ṣàánú wọn o ẹmọ ṣàánú wọn torí pé àwọn ọmọ ò ṣàánú ara wọn tó ló jẹ́ pé obìnrin tó bá tó lọ́kọ kò lọ lọ́kọ ọkùnrin tó bá rí kó ń fẹ́ fẹ́yàwó kò lọ fẹ́yàwó kódà ìyẹn lè níyàwó ẹyọ kan tó bá rí pé ẹyọ kò tóun kò fẹ́ ní ìsìn kò kàn lè kọjá mẹ́rin ni ṣùgbọ́n kí ìyẹn níyàwó ẹyọ kan kó máa lé ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ obìnrin káàkiri kó máa ṣèlànà pẹ̀lú ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ obìnrin irú ọkùnrin bẹ́ẹ̀ ó ń tanra ẹni o gbogbo tó ń ṣe yẹn yóò bá ìjẹ níyà rẹ̀ wájú ọlọ́run ọba subhanahu wa ta'ala àwọn kan mọ̀ tán wá wọn á níyàwó kan náà lèyàn gbọ́dọ̀ ní ṣùgbọ́n ẹni tó níyàwó kan lèyàn gbọ́dọ̀ ní ó gbà ìfẹ́ lè ní girlfriend ṣùgbọ́n ẹ gbọ́dọ̀ ní ju ìyàwó kan lọ ẹni tó ní girlfriend kí ló ń ṣe pẹ̀lú girlfriend yẹn ṣe ló ń ba aláṣepọ̀ náà ni ìgbà mí rẹ̀ ni yóò máa kówó fún nítorí rẹ̀ gan ni pé ẹlòmíì owó tí ó máa ná fún girlfriend yóò ju owó tí ó máa ná fún ìyàwó tó gbé sílé lọ ṣùgbọ́n ọmọ ọmọ ò fẹ́rù gbèsè ayé ẹ fún wa tí wọ́n mọ̀ pé obìnrin kan tú ẹ ló lórí ẹyọ kan wọ́n tó wọ́n mọ̀ pé ẹyọ kan ó tú ẹ fẹ́ kan sí ṣùgbọ́n má dojú mẹ́rin lọ eléyìí ló fi ọlọ́run ọba so obìnrin tó ṣe rí pé kò tí ì lọ́kọ rí ní gbèsè ayé ẹ bàbá ní kò tí ì lọ́kọ rí kò ń ṣe pé kò ṣe dìnà rí là ń sọ o torí pé nígbà mí obìnrin mí ó lè ti tẹ́ra ẹlẹ́ kí ọkùnrin nǹkan báwọn láṣepọ̀ láì ń ṣe pé ọkùnrin yẹn wá tọrọ ẹ bí àwọn ọmọ mi ṣe máa ń ṣe lónìí tó ṣe pé ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ obìnrin wọn níkàkún fún àwọn ọmọ wọn ọmọ sukúù yóò máa bá ọmọ obìnrin mí láṣepọ̀ irú obìnrin bẹ́ẹ̀ a ní sọ wípé tó bá ṣe dìnà ń ó sọ lóko pa rárá torí pé kò tí ì lọ́kọ rí gbèsè ayé ẹ̀ ọkọ tí yàn á sọ wípé wọ́n wà tọrọ ẹ̀ obìnrin tí wọ́n sọ lóko pa òun lóbìnrin tó ṣe wípé ó ti ní ọkọ tó wà tọrọ ẹ̀ ń gbèsè ayé rẹ̀ lọ́dọ̀ àwọn òbí ẹ̀ tá òbí ẹ̀ láwọn yọ̀ ọ̀gá sí lẹ́yìn ìgbà yẹn tí obìnrin bí ẹ̀ bá tún ṣe dìnà tó aláwọ̀ rẹ̀ wípé kéèyàn kan gún un láì ṣe ẹni tí ó tọrọ rẹ̀ irú obìnrin bẹ́ẹ̀ ni wọ́n á sọ lóko pa ta ni ó sọ lóko pa kò ń ṣe mí kò ń ṣe wọ ìjọba islam ni ó ṣe eléyìí nítorí kó lè bá a máa jẹ́ ẹ̀kọ́ fún àwọn tó ṣe wípé wọ́n bá ń rí sọ̀rọ̀ àtàwọn àwọn náà ní ṣe irú ẹ̀ obìnrin òwúrọ̀ ọmọ bẹ́ńlé ọkọ kò bá lè jẹ́ pé ọkọ tó fẹ̀yẹ̀ ni wọ́n ti kọra wọn lẹ̀ ṣúṣà ti ṣe rí ìgbésí ayé rẹ̀ ó ti ṣe ń ta mọ̀ sí nìkáàjì tó bá kí ni ilẹ̀ ń gbèsè ayé ẹ̀ tó bá lọ ṣe dìnà ni tí wọ́n ṣe fún ni pé wọ́n sọ lóko pa táwa wọ́rọ́ àwùjọ wa nísìn kò sí ìjọba islam tí ó sọ pé wọ́n fẹ́ ṣe irú nǹkan báyìí
o tun ma si pe ogoro obini ni orojo nwaju olohun aye ni ogoro okunrin na ni orojo nwaju olohun ama yo okunrin to se pe ona to fi gbadun ara eni o le lo ndia o kan le iyan lo toro awon yi to ku ni awon ara won na na jo nbara won se ran so yo orojo nwaju olohun afi to ba tu ba nbe ko tete jawo kuro nbe to ba ti jawo nbe bo se okunrin bo se obinrin ni Ọlọ́run ọba ṣe sáà ti ṣe àforíjì fún. Ṣùgbọ́n tó kàn wá ń gbélé yìí ni pé tí ìjọba ìsìláàmù bá gbáwó àwọn èèyàn bẹ́ẹ̀ mú, tó wọ́n á wò tó bá ṣe pé ẹni tí ò tí ì lọ́kọ rí ni nígbèsè ayé ẹ̀ wọ́n á ṣe ní ọgọ́rùn-ún lálá. Ẹni tí ò tí ì fẹ́yàwó rí nígbèsè ayé ẹ̀ ọgọ́rùn-ún lálá. Ẹni tó ti lọ́kọ rí nígbèsè ayé ẹ̀ bí ó ti kọ́lẹ̀ ni bí ó ṣe ń bẹ́ ní ọkọ ni ó sọ ló kópa. Ẹni tó ti fẹ́yàwó rí nígbèsè ayé rẹ̀ bí àyàwó yẹn ṣe ń bẹ lábẹ́ ẹni àbí kò sí ìyàwó yẹn lábẹ́ mọ́ ó sọ ló kópa. Tọ́mọ́lẹ̀ tí wá sọ lóko pa àyẹn ni àbí wọ́n fún lọ́gọ́rùn-ún dálà kò sí ìjẹníyà kó mọ́ wájú ọlọ́run. Ìjẹníyà yẹn ni ó ti jẹ́ láyé ń bí ó ti tán síbẹ̀ náà nù. Ṣùgbọ́n ẹni tí ó jẹ̀yà yẹn láyé ń bí báyìí irú èèyàn yẹn òun ni ó ní ọ̀rọ̀ ẹ léwu wájú ọlọ́run ọba. Gbogbo jẹ́ pé lásìkò ànábíwá Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ara wọn tó ṣe wípé ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ yẹn bà wọ́n lẹ́rù ibi wọ́n bá ànábì pé ànábì jẹ́ wọ́n yà láyé ń bí. Torí pé àfẹ́ fèsì ìyá wájú ọlọ́run ọba. Náà ṣùgbọ́n tẹ̀yìn yẹn bá tiẹ̀ túbá tó jáwọ́ ń bẹ̀. Ọlọ́run ọba ṣe tán àti ṣe àforíjì fún un. So kéèyàn ra tí nǹkan ọmọkùnrin rẹ̀ kọ́ ra tí bọ́ bí nǹkan ọmọbìnrin bí ó ti tì í bọ̀ tán kò tí ì wọnú ẹ̀ dáadáa. Ó wá òpin ní tí mo fẹ́ ṣe èyí ò mọ̀ dá ọlọ́run ọba fẹ́ ó wá dìde. Tá a máa gba mu situation bẹ́ẹ̀ náà wọ́n ṣe kí wọ́n ṣe ní ọgọ́rùn-ún gbálà tí ò bá fẹ́yàwó rí. Àbí kan sọ ló kópa. So ló fi jẹ́ wípé ọlọ́run ọba ní wàhálà tẹ̀kọ̀rọ̀ bò sí náà ẹ mọ́ súnmọ́ sí náà ìnáwó kánà fún àhíṣọ́ sẹ́nu ọ̀sán àtẹ̀lẹ̀ rà. Ìbàjẹ́ ni ọ̀nà burúkú ni. So mùsùlùmí orin ni agbègbè ibẹ̀ ni. Ló fi jẹ́ pé lára nǹkan tí ọlọ́run ọba fi ròyìn àwọn èèyàn dáadáa. Wọ́n làwọn tó ṣe pé àlẹ́bí ńlá ẹ̀dùn ọ̀rọ̀ náà máa láì lan afárá. Àwọn tí wọ́n ń pè nǹkan mí papọ̀ mọ́ ọlọ́run. Wọ́n ń pè nǹkan kan mí mọ́ ọlọ́run ọba. Tí wọ́n ń bẹnu problem Allah ni wọ́n ké pé. Bákan náà ọlọ́run ọba subhanahu wa ta'ala ó dé ká mọ̀ pé wàlá yasnun kò ń ṣe zina. So zina ṣíṣe òun ṣe quality kò ń ṣe attribute mùsùlùmí. Kò ń ṣe attribute mùsùlùmí. So kí n ra ti nǹkan ọmọkùnrin rẹ̀ orí ẹ̀ lásán kọ́ra ti bọ́ bí nǹkan ọmọbìnrin tí ò lẹ́tọ̀ sí èyí tí ó jẹ́ ìdájọ́ rẹ̀ lélẹ́ ìbáṣọ yìí. Ìkejì òun ni pé tó bá ṣe pé ẹni tó jẹ́ ẹni tó lẹ́tọ̀ sí ni then yóò wẹ̀ ó di ẹranko lọ wẹ̀ tó gbé pé kò wọnú dáadáa tó gbé pé kò dà nǹkan ọmọkùnrin ni àwọn méjì gbọ́dọ̀ lọ wẹ̀ tó wá pé ìyàwó ẹ̀ ni àwọn méjì ó wẹ̀. Ẹni tó ṣe zina náà ó wẹ̀ o so àwọn méjì ó wẹ̀ ni. Ṣùgbọ́n ẹni tó jẹ́ pé ìyàwó tiẹ̀ lòun ti nǹkan bọ̀ kò sí ìjẹniyà fún un torí pé ẹni tó ń bá láṣepọ̀ ọ̀nà aláàdì ló fi ń bá láṣepọ̀. Bákan náà wọ́n bá ṣe wípé irú nǹkan bẹ́ẹ̀ wáyé èèyàn ara tí ó rí ó ti orí ọ̀nkan ọmọkùnrin rẹ̀ bọ́ nǹkan obìnrin tó ṣe wípé ẹni yẹn ìyàwó rẹ̀ náà ni ó padà wá wò pé òun ò ṣe mọ́. A máa ṣẹlẹ̀ nígbà míì tó ṣe wípé èèyàn ó sọ wípé òun ò ṣe mọ́. Ọlọ́run ọba subhanahu wa ta'ala sọ fún wa nínú al-Qur'an ó ní láàjù náà ha àlékún kò ṣẹ̀ṣẹ̀ fún yín ìntọ́lákùnmù nìṣà tẹ́ ẹ bá kọ obìnrin lẹ̀ fún dìkan sí kejì. Lára àdí èèyàn ti lọ ṣe ágùn lọ́dọ̀ bàbá ọmọbìnrin ó lórí ọ̀dọ̀ ọmọ òun fún wa. Bóyá ìjọ kejì ìjọ tá a ṣe ágùn àbí ìrọ̀lẹ́ ìjọ tá a ṣe ágùn làwa gbọ́ pé ọmọbìnrin yẹn o wípé olórí àwọn ẹgbẹ́ olè ni àwọn adigunjalè ni information yẹn wá dé ṣé àtòrí pa ti ṣe ágùn àwa ni àwọn ọba ajúbẹ́ náà ni. Yẹ́n lè sọ pé bàbá ẹ mọ́ bínú mi ìfẹ́ ọmọ yín mọ́ kí ló ṣe yẹ ó tọ̀ lákọ̀ rẹ̀ ni ó kọ́ ọ lẹ̀. Ṣùgbọ́n kò tí ì bá aláṣepọ̀ ṣùgbọ́n kọ́ ọ lẹ̀ kò dẹ̀ tí ì bá aláṣepọ̀. Àbí èèyàn gbọ́ pé ọmọbìnrin tẹ́ ẹ mọ̀ fẹ́ yẹn ami mani o ma were o were man se ngba mi te pe yo kan ya were le kan na ni asko te wa ba soro yi ni ti e lo ko ba o bi re o si sko sko re o ti bere ni o o ke o ke a se nka ti ma ma sin le ni baba ma binu mi fe o ma yi ma ko ti ba la se po olorun ni lajuna aleikum ko se se fun in talaqtum min nisa te ba ko dure ma lam tamassuna lókùn ìgbà tẹ́ ẹ̀ bá ti sùn mọ́ wọn àwòtẹ́ fúrúdúlá ó ní afárí ìdọ̀ àdíkẹ́ sọ pé báyìí ni àá fún yí gẹ́gẹ́ bí sàdáàkì tẹ́ ẹ̀ bá ti sùn mọ́ wọn ẹ̀hẹ́n iṣu wà ó ní nǹkan tí ẹ̀sàn kí lẹ́ ẹ̀sàn òun náà ni pé ẹ gbọ́dọ̀ san owó orí yẹn tí ó pé péré péré tẹ́ ẹ̀ bá ti sùn mọ́ wọn àwòtẹ́ fúrúdúlá ó ní afárí ìdọ̀ abẹ́tẹ̀ ti sọ pé iye báyìí ni màá fún ẹ ní márùn-ún so te ba ti so pe bayi ma fun yin mari e re ti sumo e le pa relationship yen sibe ke ko e ti sumo so ko si nkan ko si pe yo se igba kan tori pe e ti sumo olorun oba ni wa mati'una ala al-musi'i qadaru wa ala al-muqtiri qadaru ma ta'mil ma'ruf haqqan al-muslim kuma e ye se fun wa ni nkan kan na ka fi du wa ninu kuma da be ni pe kan break relationship yen be ثم وان طلقتمهن فاقن وله وقد فرضتم لهن فريضة ثم تقول يبا الى فون ني ماري تله اتي سو 100000 ني ماري او وا بارا بتا ايكو اي شيما اي دتي سوما الله وان فاني سوما فرات في سيتويشن اي سي افون ني جاجي انت اغري لوري الا يعفونا اتدا او بني بالا ان او في لوكو او كوتي سوما ني ني غانكا كلوه او يعفو الذي بيد عقده النكاح ابي اوكوري تو سي وي بي اون لو في اوي ما وري ما فون ني بوغو اتي اري بو مي كان سي مونن سو ان تو سي بي اون تي وا سي او تي سومو بيني يلين اغدن يان او كان ارا تي نكان اوري نكان مو كون ري بو اوجو ابي اوبيني افا ني يوتيوب صداق او غورو سان صداق ني بيري بيري ايكانو in fact tin kan to kere tele ba sele bi gba tan se agbu to lohun o se mo yen ta ba ye pa mi ti jo nbe ni koro ta mi ti jo wa papo ni bi kan tan ti de tan ti da ko si ni le o tun gboro san saraki na ibi ti o ti ni san saraki ni pe won ajo si koro papo won ajo benu yara kan kan da ko si ni le ibe won yo ti ni san saraki kankan tori pe ko ti si kankan to lo laarin awon to mo bini yen ibo lati pori bẹ́ẹ̀ni obìnrin tá a ti ṣe agbú pẹ̀lú ní alẹ́ láà ń kíìsì ẹ̀ ẹni tẹ́lẹ̀ fẹ́ máa lẹ́ẹ̀ ń kíìsì àbẹ́ ń ṣe kìíní o túmọ̀ sí pé ọmọ ṣe ń kọ̀rọ̀ ni so tẹ́ bá ti ti pẹ́ wà ní kọ̀rọ̀ kan tẹ́ da kìíní lẹ́nu ife ti wà ní kọ̀rọ̀ yẹn ó ṣe òwúkẹ́ o gbọ́dọ̀ san márùn rẹ̀ tí ó pè pére pére sọlábà sọ pé yóò dìbò sọdá wẹ̀yọ hasan zọjẹ́ bákan náà ya ọkọ àti ìyàwó wọn ti fẹ́ra wọn bá ṣe ṣàlàyé irú kẹfẹ́ wa ṣẹlẹ̀ ó rà tí nǹkan ọmọkùnrin rẹ̀ orí nǹkan ọmọkùnrin rẹ̀ bọ́bí àwọn méjì ti di ìtàǹtẹ̀ ní múṣọ́nù àti múṣọ́nà kí ni túmọ̀ múṣọ́nù àti múṣọ́nà ní ààyè yìí òun náà lẹ́nu tó ṣe yí pé tó bá ṣe zìnà wọn á sọ lóko pani wọn á sọ lóko pani àlàyé tí yóò dẹ̀ ti ọ̀nà tí ṣẹ̀rí àgbékalẹ̀ àbíyàn ti fẹ́yàwó rí lọ́nà tí ṣẹ̀rí àgbékalẹ̀ ẹni tí ò lọ́kọ́ àbí kó fẹ́yàwó lọ́nà tí ṣẹ̀rí àgbékalẹ̀ kò ń ṣe mú sọ́nà so nísìnyí ọkùnrin tó ṣe ágbù láàrin ara wọn àmẹ́jọ wájú ogun rí ara wọn ọkùnrin kan ara ti nǹkan ọmọkùnrin ẹ̀bọ nǹkan ọmọbìnrin tí ó ti wọnú irú yẹn ọkùnrin wa lóhun òṣèkìní òun ò fẹ́ mọ́ lápèjúwe obìnrin yẹn lẹ́yìn ìgbà tọkùnrin lóhun ò fẹ́ mọ́ ó wá lọ tẹ́rẹ ilẹ̀ fún ọkùnrin mi láì ń ṣe pé ẹnìyẹn wá fẹ́ ní fífẹ́ tó yẹ ká fẹ́ tí ìjọba ìsìlámù bá mọ̀ sínú nǹkan tán ṣe yẹn wọ́n sọ̀rọ̀ obìnrin ló kò pani obìnrin yẹn wọ́n sọ̀rọ̀ ló kò pani ọkùnrin tó ti nǹkan ọmọkùnrin ẹ̀ bọ́ tóbìnrin lẹ́yìn ìgbà tí wọ́n ti fẹ́ràn ọlọ́nà láàdì ó kàn rà ti nǹkan bọ́ lẹ́yìn ọlọ́run ò ṣe mọ́ àbọ̀ṣẹ̀ ti sọ pé òun ṣe ó tún wá lọ sínú ọmọbìnrin míì tí ó gbàyọ̀ǹda
lọ́nà tó yẹ kó fi gbayọ̀nda irú ọkùnrin bẹ́ẹ̀ ti qualify sí pé kí wọ́n sọ lóko pa. So muhsan kò lẹ́yìn tó ṣe pé ó fẹ́yàwó lọ́nà tó yẹ kó fi fẹ́yàwó. Muhsan lóbìnrin tán fẹ́ lọ́nà tó yẹ kán fi fẹ́. Ẹni tó fẹ́yàwó lọ́nà tó yẹ kó fẹ́yàwó kò gbọ́dọ̀ ṣe zìnà tó bá ṣe sọ lóko pa ni. Ẹni tó lọ́kọ lọ́nà tó yẹ kó fi ní kò gbọ́dọ̀ ṣe zìnà lẹ́yìn ìgbà yẹn mọ́ tó bá ṣe wọ́n sọ lóko pa ni. So bẹ́ẹ̀ lobìnrin tán ti divorce lẹ́ẹ̀mẹta fún ọkọ tó divorce ẹ̀ lákọ̀ọ́kọ́ àwọn méjì ò lẹ́tọ̀ síra wọn mọ́. Àyàfi tí ọmọbìnrin bá lọ fẹ́ ẹlòmíì ẹni tó wá lọ fẹ́ yẹ ẹni ọ̀rọ̀ aṣerú kẹta sàn yí pẹ̀lú ẹ̀ bóyá ó wá lóhùn òfẹ́ mọ́ lẹ́yìn ìgbà tó ṣe nǹkan tí kò ju tó ṣe náà jù mọ́ lọ wá lóhùn òfẹ́ mọ́ ni. Ọkọ̀ àkọ́kọ́ opportunity fún láti wá ṣe kí ni láti wá propose. Ìyẹn tó bá ti parí ìdá rẹ̀ lọ́dọ̀ ọkọ̀ ẹlẹ́ẹ̀kejì. Ọkọ̀ àkọ́kọ́ ní right láti wá wá náà. Ṣùgbọ́n tí ò bá ti nǹkan báyìí ò bá ti ṣẹlẹ̀ tó bá gbé sílé padà pọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ṣe ń ṣe lónìí. Àmọ́yẹ lómi ló ṣe pé ó ti kọyàwó rẹ̀ lẹ̀ ó ti lé ní ogún. Ìfẹ́ mọ́ ìfẹ́ mọ́ gbẹ̀kọ̀ ní ṣẹlẹ̀ ní ìfẹ́ mọ́ ìfẹ́ mọ́. Táwọn wá ń ka ẹni èjì ẹ̀ta ẹ̀ rí ó ti repeat statement yẹn tó bí bí ẹ̀mẹ̀wá bí ìgbà ogún. Irú ọkùnrin bẹ́ẹ̀ ìsìnà ló ń ṣe tó bá ń bá obìnrin bẹ́ẹ̀ láṣepọ̀ nílé. Torí pé ẹni tí ò yẹ kó mọ bẹ lábẹ́ẹ̀ ló ń bẹ lábẹ́ yẹn. Torí pé ọlọ́run bá ní ìsọ̀rọ̀ pé fàlàtà hindu làwọn ọmọbìnrin òun ṣàlàyé fún o àtàtẹ̀ǹkì àzọ́jọ́n gẹ́rà àti tó bá lọ fẹ́ ọkùnrin mi lókù. Sọlọ́ jẹ́ pé ẹlòmíì ó ń sọ̀rọ̀ ẹ̀dọ́mọ náà ó ń sọ̀rọ̀ ẹ̀dí ẹni tí ó jìyàwó wájú ọlọ́mọba nítorí àìní àgbọ́yé ń pa ẹ̀sìn. Ẹlòmíì ò ní àgbọ́yé kò dẹ̀ fẹ́ ní. Nítorí jẹ́ lógún òṣáájú ayé yìí lọ bó láṣẹ mékòwó bó lọjà ni ó ṣe tà bó ni kíní ká. Ọlọ́run tó dá wa sórí ilé ayé tó fẹ́ ká ṣe ọ̀gọ̀rọ̀ ní táìmù fún. Ká wá sí la nítorí ẹ̀gbẹ́ lórí ayé ẹ̀kọ́ tá a fi sin agbọ́dọ̀ mọ́ ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ní táìmù fún nǹkan bẹ́ẹ̀. Sọlọ́ jẹ́ pé eléyìí nǹkan tá a gbọ́dọ̀ pọ̀ yé ni. Mọ́sálẹ́ sọ fún ìyàwó ẹ pé kí ni mo fẹ́ mọ́. Ìyàwó tó sọ fún pé mo fẹ́ mọ́ ó ní mí níwájú ọlọ́run ọba o. Kódà kí èèyàn sọ fún ìyàwó yẹn pé mi fẹ́ mọ́ kò ní mò ń ṣàwàdà ni lọ́dọ̀ ọlọ́run ọba kò ń ṣe àwàdà mi ò fẹ́ ọmọ kò ń ṣe tá a fi ń ṣe àwàdà ní islam ó count ní islam. Tẹni tí ò ṣe tá a ti fẹ́ fìyàwó ẹ lẹ̀ kó mọ́ fi gbólóhùn mi fẹ́ ọmọ kó mọ́ fi bá a ṣeré. Tí ìbínú bá dé gbólóhùn fẹ́ ọmọ kó mọ́ lò ó. Torí pé tó bá lò ó ó gbọ́dọ̀ dúró ti nǹkan tó lò ó gbọ́dọ̀ dúró ti. Tí ò bá ti lè dúró ti tó mọ̀ pé òun lòun ò fẹ́ mọ́ lòun sọ òun tún padà síbẹ̀ ni ó jìyàwó àjọ ọlọ́run ọba subhanahu wa ta'ala. So bákan náà ẹni tó ń ṣiṣẹ́ áàjì lọ́wọ́ tó wá lọ ṣerú ẹ̀ pẹ̀lú ìyàwó rẹ̀ ni áàjì ẹ̀ ti bàjẹ́. Áàjì ẹ̀ bàjẹ́. Ẹni tó ń bá rẹ̀ lọ́wọ́ tó ṣerú ẹ̀ pẹ̀lú ìyàwó ẹ̀ lọ́sàn-án àwẹ̀ àwẹ̀ ẹ̀ ti bàjẹ́. So àfáà kan fi eléyìí yà lọ síbi àwọn nǹkan tí ètí nǹkan ọmọkùnrin bọ ní nǹkan obìnrin. Kódà kò ṣe pé orí nǹkan ọmọkùnrin lásán lókàn ra wọlé. Àfáà yà lọ síbi àwọn nǹkan míì. Ní tó fẹ́ sọ fún wa gangan òun ni ọ̀rọ̀ wípé tí àwọn ará ti nǹkan ọmọkùnrin bọ nǹkan ọmọbìnrin. Kódà kò ṣe pé orí ẹ̀ nìkan náà ló wọlé. Ó ti dènà kí èèyàn lọ wẹ̀. Ìyẹn gangan ni tí ó bá nǹkan tá à ń discourse mu náà. Ṣùgbọ́n àfáà yà lọ bẹ̀ yẹn láti lè jẹ́ ká mọ àwọn nǹkan míì tí ó tún so mọ́ kí àwọn ará ti nǹkan ọmọkùnrin bọ nǹkan ọmọbìnrin. Sọlọ́lá wa alam wa sọlọ́lá ala nabiyina muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in subhanaka wa bihamdik ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Náà máa kọ́kọ́ kò tọ́ fún wa láti fẹ́ ọmọ obìnrin tó jẹ́ onísìnà. Ọlọ́run ọba subhanahu wa ta'ala ó jẹ́ kámá ó ní azani láyé nkí wa azaniyatu láyé nkí wa ẹ̀lá zani. oni azani la yankihu illa zaniyatan aw mushrikatan akuni ojina kuni wula ti feyan kan akuni zina bitiena aw mushrikatan abento ti je kefiri wa zaniyatu la yankihu illa zanin aw mushrik ento ajoni ti nalobi ni na eya kon ni wo susun ko len to fe fe yawo ni e apuni ti na lokun abi en to je elebo patolo wo pare aya e oni wa hurrima zalika ala al mu'minin awa ta je mu'min e wo ni fun won ko si bi okun yo se lo kundu obirin to ajo okun muslimi ko wa lo kundu obirin awa wo obirin wo lo kundu ko wa ji obirin to se ri pe o nse dina o wa ni ewa re lo mohun olorun ba se lewo fun obirin oni sina ewa re ogbodo mu wa ti ta wa so fun la pe fi se yawo olorun ba se lewo fun wa to wa le muro okunrin be lo so ko mo obirin oni sina yen tori ewa e lo be fi fe o de mo ko ni sina ni olorun ba lo gbe fun le oni sina lo mo oni sina ni ohun gangan fun re so onizina to onizina padi ara won because bo le yan ti on so onizina o se so pe onizina lo won fe fe ni yawo definitely onizina lo won na olorun ba ni ewo ti fe yin to je olugbagbo ododo lati se be lo bi ni na ko wa wo pe okunrin to se pe on se zina kakiri lo won fe fe loko onizina lo bi ni yan na kora kiyan ti kama sumo yi ṣùgbọ́n pẹ́ tó dìsá ìgbàyìn tó fẹ́ máa tẹ̀lé káàkiri ẹni tó ṣe pé kíní ó ń ṣe sí náà pẹ̀lú àwọn obìnrin ó ń ṣe ẹni tó níyàwó méjì mẹ́ta là ń sọ o ìyẹ́lẹ̀ níyàwó méjì mẹ́ta mẹ́rin kó má ju orí ìṣúná ṣùgbọ́n ẹni tó ń ṣe sí náà káàkiri bí ẹlòmíín tí ó ní fẹ́ẹ́ ju ìyàwó kan lọ ṣùgbọ́n yóò máa bá àwọn obìnrin sùn káàkiri ọmọbìnrin kan wá wọ̀ sùsùn níṣó lẹ́yìn tó ń fẹ́ fẹ́ nìyẹn ọlọ́run bá ṣe léwọ̀ ṣùgbọ́n tí obìnrin yìí bá túbá àbọ́kùnrin yìí túbá ṣáàṣì mọ̀ pẹ̀lú onídìnnà rárá òun ṣe ní ìdìnnà lọ ẹni tó ti ṣe dìnnà lọ ó padà wàá ronú kí wàdà kò ṣe é mọ́ èèyàn lè fẹ́ rí èèyàn bẹ́ẹ̀ kò jẹ́ bí ẹ ṣe jẹ́wọ́ láwà ní pálífẹ́. Naam awon ti won lo sise arch to se wi pe won wa won ati yawo re won wa jo wa ninu yara kan tan le sumara won tan ba ma sise arch lowo won le sumara won tan ba ma sise arch lowo won le sumara won sumo ti se arch ba ti bere won le sumara won ati ba ti okun yen ba to se tawaful ifada àtùgbàtùgbà tó ṣe tàwáàfù ìfàdé ṣùgbọ́n láàrin ìgbà tí wọ́n ṣe ómúra tán ká tó bẹ̀rẹ̀ iṣẹ́ ajì àsìkò tó máa bẹ láàrin ìjọ mélòó kan táwọn ẹ̀ṣin máa ń bẹ mọ́ka ẹni àmẹ́jọwájọ wà ní yàrá kan wọ́n lè máa gbádùn ara wọn ṣùgbọ́n tó bá ti di pé wọ́n tún gbé aṣọ ara mi padà wọ́n tún lé wọ̀ padà wọn ò lè sún mọ́ra wọn mọ́ àfi tí ọkùnrin bá ẹ ó lè mọ súnmọ́ra wọn kódà kọ́mọ́ ti sọ àwọn òkè tó kù ṣùgbọ́n ti sọ òkọjọ́ kẹwàá ó dẹ̀ ti ṣe kí ni ó ti fárun ó ti ṣe tàwáàfù lẹ́yìn ìgbà yẹn ó lè mọ súnmọ́ra wọn kódà kọ́mọ́ ti sọ òkò ọjọ́ kọkànlá àti ọjọ́ kejìlá sọ ìkọ́tẹ́gbà lérò pẹ̀lú ipò ńgbà áàjì jẹ́ nìyẹn tàbí sígbà tí yẹn bá wà nínú ìfaraàmù lọ́wọ́. The first question that was asked is concerning a man who decides to get married to a lady that is fornicating. A lady that is fornicating allows herself to be slept with by many men, often by a man. As long as that man is sleeping with her in an illegal way, that man is called a zani, and she is also called a zania. So, can the man decide that he wants to marry such a lady? Allah forbid such. The same thing is applicable to a lady that knows that this man that has proposed to her is somebody that has a girlfriend, for instance. It is haram for that lady to accept the proposal of such a man. If she does that, she is a zania too. She is a zania, and both of them are blameworthy before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is the first question. The second question, it is said that if a man inserts his organ in the male organ, female organ, we say that it's for his arch. What do we mean by that? That is if the man is in state of ihram. Maybe, for instance, on the 8th of the Hijjah, the man puts on the ihram, he has the intention. From that time, it is not lawful for the man to have sexual intercourse with his wife. Till the man does tawaf al-ifada, which is on the 10th most of the time. So if the man has done tawaf al-ifada, he has thrown the pebbles, he has shaved his hair, in that case, it is permissible for the man to have sex with his wife, if the wife has also done similar things. But before that time, it is not permissible. If they do it before that time, that urge has been lost. Then the man will have to repeat that urge the following year. Allahu Akbar. No. First question. Nam kashi adwa kafi owo re boju kana bi man shibe ko ri le lati odo anabi wa muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam ite to ba shadwa amo fi owo boju hadis to gbe wa hadis ni o lala biya le lati odo anabi wa muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam lala biya Sultan mani pe anabi wa muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to ban shadwa ya to siasi ku nu ati bebe lo ipo kan fe se adwa amo tewo re soke ti o pa owo mejeji lo pa ko bayi ti o gbe soke yo de se adwa ti o fe se to ba se adwa yen se se o fi ra oju bayi ni ani ko si eri kan to ni le lati odo anabi wa muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith iwa shuma hadith ni ulala fiya shuma ombe mi se si awon elominu awon ni shwaju bi asan basri nu awon afa shaju ni won ani won ma po raju ti wa di kon ba pale adua so leyi a le le koko le lori shuba ko se enkan ti eri ni eri ori ni wa fun shuma ta ba rin to se Ilé máa eré èèyàn bẹ́ẹ̀ wọláwà rẹ̀. Now the question is it permissible that when you supplicate, you rub your face with your palms? There is no any authentic hadith establishing this from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There is a hadith, but the hadith is not authentic. So since the hadith is not authentic, we cannot say it is recommended. What is established is that Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would raise his hand whenever he was supplicating outside Salah. In Salah, he would raise his hand. And what a lot of people are used to these days, that immediately after Salah, one raises one's hand to supplicate, this has no evidence at all. Raising of the hand after Salah to supplicate has no basis. So when we talk about the raising of the hand during supplication, this is outside Salah. That is, maybe after you have prayed, it will be a separate thing. It has no connection with the Salah that you are observing or that you have observed. Because what we have in Salah, for instance, when you are in Tashahud, what you do is this. You are doing tashahud. This is what you do. You will raise your hand. So this is what is done. Then after you have made the sleep, you are expected to do some azkar. not for you to what, immediately raise up your hand and what, supplicate. So if you want to raise your hand to supplicate, you do that in a different way, not connected to the Salah. Yes, one of the pious with the sisters, after the battery, it was reported that whenever he supplicated that is outside Salah, he will rub his face with it, with the hand. So this is something that you cannot be harsh on. If you see somebody doing it, won't criticize the person so much. But it's not the best for Allah. SubhanAllah, Allahumma bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.